For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Today through Saturday, a tire amnesty drop-off will be available in Hart County. It's part of a regional recycling effort that's designed to help reduce improper tire disposal. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
The Environmental Protection Agency says about 290 million scrap tires are generated each year in the United States. Those tires account for about 2% of the total solid waste generated in the country. But many of them are also going into recycling and further uses. About 28 million now go into ground rubber applications, and about 30 states now incinerate scrap tire material for energy recovery. Today through Saturday, residents of the region can help to assure that their old tires are disposed of properly. Chris Jesse is with the Elizabethtown office of the Kentucky Department of Highways.
This program is part of the 2012 Kentucky Waste Tire Amnesty Program. It was authorized under Kentucky Revised Statutes, and it's funded by the tire disposal fees that customers get when they purchase new tires and they do away with the old ones. So it's funded through that. The one in Hart County coming up this week is the last of a series, actually, that have been going on this spring. Residents around the region anywhere can drive to Hart County there at the Kentucky Department of Highways Maintenance Facility on 31W just north of I-65. They can drop off their tires between 7:30 and 4:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Jesse says there are a number of reasons it's important to dispose of those tires properly.
Of course, South Central Kentucky is mainly karst, and again, for quality of water, quality of soil. I mean, you don't want to waste those tires in sinkholes. First of all, it's illegal, and second of all, it's just not proper. So, we want to make sure folks are doing this the right way, and this is kind of an incentive for them to come out. It's, a program that's free of charge, and the waste tires are recycled in a number of ways, including the creation of TDF fuel, which, if you're not familiar with, is tire-derived fuel, and that's a whole different ballgame. But it's also used for crumb rubber, and that is utilized in playgrounds and on artificial sports surfaces. And, it's a good way to use that. And of course, one of the prime directives there is to make sure we reduce illegal and improper tire disposals.
And Jesse says the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet wants to be involved in partnerships involving such tire recycling projects.
Sure, and the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet is one of those offices that has a storage facility, or one of the cabinets, rather, that has a storage facility in every county throughout the state. So that makes it convenient for folks to get to a place close by. So we've cooperated with the Energy and Environmental Cabinet, who is actually responsible for undertaking this, and the Division of Waste Management. We're just providing, again, the location and happy to assist in the promotion of the event.
Jesse says tires taken to the amnesty drop-off site don't have to be off the rims.
Residents can bring in tires on or off the rims, again, as long as they contain no fluids. They can't be full of foam or calcium. They have to be empty. But farm tires are also accepted. That may certainly be of interest for some of our rural citizens as well. Folks that, may have their own shop or agriculturally speaking, residents that farm, they may take their own tires off and put their own tires on. So it's a way for them, certainly, to be able to put new tires on their vehicle and not have to, they're not disposing of those through sinkholes and those kind of things. They're making sure that they get disposed of properly.
Chris Jesse is with the Kentucky Department of Highways office in Elizabethtown. Again, the Tire Amnesty Drop-Off Program will run today through Saturday, 7:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. each day. And the drop-off site is the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's Hart County Maintenance Facility, which is located on U.S. 31W, just north of the Interstate 65 interchange. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.